Good morning, universe. It's Sunday morning, and I had a shock of my life this morning. I found the CJ of Snenton on the sofa, which is quite a strange occurrence. Not because, like, you don't normally find her on a setting with a laptop at the weekends, but she was there before I, which is quite a shock. So she's busy. She's got a lot to do this week. What are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm doing some reports for some social media stuff I've been doing for some holiday cottages.
Oh, yeah.
How they're looking to explore geotagging, geolocation.
Nice.
I'm really interested in that.
Nice.
And then in the evening I'm doing a short introductory presentation to the Loughborough Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, I didn't know you'd do that. I didn't know. Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
And
okay.
Then I'm going to Zoom back from Loughborough to Girl Geek Dinners.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm going to that tomorrow. Yeah. I'm only taking Hannah. That was quite a calculated thing on my part, taking Hannah, because at least she's a girl and I can say I've come with Hannah. Also, this week, Wednesday, is Snenton Tweet Up. What time is that?
6:30
in the Nelson.
Yeah.
In the Lord Nelson, which is just in Snenton, so it's only a quick walk from in town if you're a townie or a lace markety or a back streety antenna sort of that way onage. It's only about 5-10 minutes walk.
So 43 bus.
43 bus. I'm being told it's a 43 bus. Scares me the numbers in cities of buses because it seems so bloody random. I mean, like, we have a number 3 and number 9, you know, now you got 43. I'm sure there's like a 401, a 7, and then you get ones with X's in it, you know, like
that. We have one bus here, we're very simple instead.
You have one 43. Bus? 43.
43.
I like that.
Every 8 minutes, 43.
I'm glad it's not the 42 bus. You might not get to where you want to go to.
That's the meaning of life and everything.
That would be the paradox, wouldn't it? The meaning of life galaxy bus that takes you to Snenton and beyond.
And then Friday.
Oh, Friday. Friday.
Nottingham Tuttle technology on trial.
Friday morning. Okay. Technology on trial, but with who's the guest speaker thingy bejigs people?
It's John Buckby from Berryman Solicitors.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about fair use.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. That'd be
some
good.
Great articles that he's found.
We should boo that.
Yeah.
We should definitely boo that. Okay, so busy week. I mean, then tomorrow I've got a few things to do with Hannah. We're recording a little geeky show tomorrow. And she's going to be around from like 3 till 9. So we're going to get a big chunk of content done tomorrow. She also wants to start her yoga show, which is a 26 different positions for Bikram yoga, which is going to be interesting. But I think you're not allowed. I've got to ask her this because I think we might have to go and recall it somewhere where they have a proper yoga place, because I've had a look at Bikram yoga and they have a criteria of things that you need to do, otherwise it's not an official place. You have to do it at an official place. The temperature has to be adjusted. You have to always be looking ahead at your instructions. There's like a whole list of things that you must do, else it's not the official thing. I also wanted to do a shout out to Rob at Sunwolf. I've just been listening to your audio boo. Nice to hear you, man. I don't know if you've been posting regular, but I've only just literally had a mechanism to be able to I feel like I'm talking through my nose, and then I'm having some blocked up again today. I've not had a mechanism to hear you or listen to you or regularly keep up with contact with Audioboo. I guess I could all listen to it through the site, but there's nothing as convenient as bringing up the app and seeing a listing of people popping up. We really could do with some kind of calendar syncing kind of mechanism in Audioboo to push me the last 2 or 3. I guess what I could do is subscribe to the iTunes feeds for the people I want to listen to and make sure that they download their last 5. But I'd like that inside of Audioboo rather than outside in iTunes. Be nicer to have like an extra button along the bottom for sync and just being able to listen to the last 3 or 5 Audioboos from, you know, 10 people that you follow. That'd be nice. So yeah, I'm headed into the studio in about, I don't know, 10-15 minutes time. I'm going to go and copy over the postrasty that's been sliced up for the Greeky, for Odysseus. And then record some more web periphery and then have some lunch and then have a good old shot at trying to get the rest of this sidebar template stuff done for the fiber camp. I've got to find £100 from somewhere this week to be able to slice that up, but that's the mission. So yeah, as you can tell, we're like in week 3 of a hectic month. And the worst thing is, or I don't know if you can say the worst thing, but we know October's going to be even worse. And by worse, we mean as busy or more busy So it's a hectic 3 months ahead, I've got to be honest. About you, do you feel the same way?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's busy structure to it.
Yeah. We'll
say a bit more about Media Monday.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. That's not tomorrow, is it?
No. Media Monday is starting at the beginning of October.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Running every Monday all the way through to Christmas,
yeah,
except for the last few.
And Media Monday is?
Media Monday is us, Fibre Camp, having an opportunity to just run a production day, but rather than it interfering
one thing that I'm really keen about switching up my headspace at the minute from designering stuff to actually, now that you've suggested that production thing, it works incredibly well. I need to have a production thing for the shows that I wanted to make.
Yeah.
You know, at the minute I'm just going in there going, oh, I should do that because I'm in that sort of mood. But actually, when I've sat down and recorded it, as long as I've got my notes in Evernote, I can be done in like 20, 30 minutes. Yeah. So it's out and done. So yeah, next Monday, Media Mondays at the Fibre Camp Studio. We're on High Pavement, between the intersection of Stony Street and High Pavement. It's amazing. I've been here 6 months and now I know street names. I don't even know some of the street names where I live. And I've been there for like 3 years. That's the scary thing. It's sort of like I've actually gone and looked and gone, right, what street am I on? Okay, so that's next Monday from 9 o'clock or half nine? 9:30.
Week on Monday. The end of Monday. The end of September is funny because although the last Friday of the month,
yeah,
which is Tuttle,
yeah,
is on the 24th, it means the first, I think, is the following Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So it's a really strange end to the month. So, yeah, I think it's 2 weeks on Monday.
Okay. Well, just look out for it anyway on Twitter, at Phil Campbell or at PCM Creative. It's just been so hectic that we're having to do little audio boo shout outs and sort of mind melds like this because we forget to tell people stuff and then you bump into them and say, what you've been up to? And you just go, they go, bloody hell. I didn't even know about office stuff. It's like, yeah, sorry, I forgot. It's just, every day is bringing something new at the minute. And it seems to be, because of the space that we've all collaborated on and built, it has created almost like a centralised bond between all our projects, where normally we'd just go and do what we were doing before. But now we're actually making sure that we have something in our conversations with people about the space. So that's quite, it's quite interesting how that's happened. Anyway, I've waffled on. I'm going to go get some breakfast and drink this coffee, because I can feel myself getting more awake as I'm talking, and I think that's the coffee that's doing that.